The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. The Spartans will be kicking off. Moravia will receive a squib kick right up the middle. It's fielded here by Moravia. They have a 34-0 lead. They'll bring it out to the left side, 35, and brought down there. We got a flag on the play here.
A pink flag.
I didn't even notice that in the first half, Scott. That's a pink flag out there.
I think the other ones were yellow.
I thought they were, too.
But maybe they didn't have a wardrobe change, but they just changed the flags for the second half. But pink, of course, for the breast cancer awareness.
I like it. We do have guys with some pink socks and pink cleats and everything out here tonight, but I had not seen a pink flag until now. That referee does have pink sleeves, you can tell, under his striped shirt. He's got a pink long sleeve, it looks like, or maybe some pink wristbands. But flag on the play is going to back up Moravia here, Scott.
I remember when I was playing, we always got, a lot of the guys on our team was a great thing. They got, even one year, I believe we had pink socks, actually, that got for us.
I love it.
But we'd have different wristbands. I had pink gloves for the month. It was just something that's very important.
Pink gloves, you wide receiver, got all your accessories out there. I love it. So, and Unitico going to come up with a big sack here, it looks like, on first down, breaking through the line, driving them back for a loss on the play. Well done here by the Spartans.
Nice play to start the second half. And, you know, just one more follow-up on the gloves thing. Where that habit came in is when I played for the U.S. national team. One of the sponsors for when we played down there in Texas was Cutters. And we basically got different, as many different pair of gloves as we wanted. But another sponsor was Gatorade. That was back when they had the Gatorade Choose thing.
Oh, yeah,
so many of those.
That was Jaden Crissel on the sack there. Great job by him to break through. So, wow, all the gloves you could ever want.
Red, blue, white. I mean, the red, white, and blue for the USA national team. You know, we got those. So it was great.
That's a nice perk to have. So here on first down, they're going to throw. No, pump fake. Lost it, and another sack on the play here by Unitico. Caleb Wildenstein comes in. The ball was bobbled there, and nice to see the Spartans defense. Boy, they're still playing hard here despite a long uphill battle ahead of them here in the second half.
They are, and just for our listeners, Moravia still has their main, that's their main quarterback. They got their main receivers in, so it's not like we're seeing backups or anything. This is still the Moravia offense that we saw in the first half.
Yeah, Thomas Palmer is back in. We saw him come out for a couple of series as Moravia was shuffling some guys around, but this is third in the country mile here, and looks like a timeout's going to be taken by Moravia. They want to talk things over. We're going to step away for 60 seconds. Early third quarter, Moravia on top of the Spartans, 34-0. Eight-man football tonight here on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We'll have a Tioga and DH update here after this play. A third and long for Moravia. They lead 34-0. A pass to the outside. They got some running room, 20, 25. They lower a shoulder and then knocked out of bounds. Hard run there for Riley Jones. Sky's got that DH Tioga update for us.
So late in the first quarter, Tioga up 14-6 on Deposit Hancock. Again, late in the first quarter, Tioga 14, Deposit Hancock 6.
You think that's going to turn into a shootout? What do you think?
I mean, when we watch that DH offense, they can score quick and in a hurry. They have a lot of really good athletes, a lot of good speed. Tioga, even though they may not be as strong as they have been in years past, very good coached, very well coached, I should say, for proper speaking, but very well coached, and they know the importance of this game.
Yeah, very big game this week in the division between those two teams. They're going to throw here for The tight end, Joe Baylor, on the outside, brought it in at about the 36 and then knocked out of bounds. So moved the chains, first down. Even though that was a third long, Moravia still able to convert. 10 minutes to go, third quarter. Moravia on top of Unitego, 34-0. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson tonight. Thanks for listening as well on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. A pass out into the flat for Riley Jones. He's got a complete for the first down, out to midfield, tackled at the 49. A busy Friday here with field hockey, soccer, some volleyball mixed in, as well as football. A lot of boys soccer tomorrow, so make sure you get out and support your local teams if you can. QB keeper here, Thomas Palmer, runs right up the middle. This is something we didn't see him do in the first half. Picks up 10 yards into Unitego territory, tackled at the 40.
And going back to that importance of the DH Tioga team, DH has not lost yet on the year, 7-0 overall. Tioga has lost. They're 4-3 overall. One of them was a Delhi loss.
Yes.
And where this gets important is the top two teams from each division make sectionals. So it could be the difference of either having a rematch against Delhi if you finish second, or potentially paying a Spencer Van Etten or a Walton in the second spot.
And it also, depending on what happens tonight, right, with this Tioga DH game, puts a lot of pressure on BG Tioga, which is next week.
Yep.
So that the division is going to come down to these last 2 weeks before we get into the postseason. Here is a first down throw to the outside. A good zip ball there for Moravia. Complete to the far side for Landis, carrying several players forward. Actually, excuse me, Riley Jones. Down to about the 10-yard line, carrying several Unitego tacklers on his back.
Yeah, I can't count that high to know how many guys he had on his back, but we do have a flag down on the play. It is a yellow one, too, by the way. And that's the same call we got in the first half. I don't know what that means.
We meant to look that up at halftime. Instead, we were flapping our gums about the Yankees and soccer and field hockey. So when we get a break, we will look that up here and make sure we see what's going on. But it goes against Moravia, which takes away a nice play, brings them back about 12 yards, I would say. So 8:50 to go here, third quarter. Moravia in control, 34-0. Under the lights at Unitego, again, we're here to celebrate this beautiful new turf field, which is a beauty. If you're driving through the area, make sure you stop by and see it. It's going to get a lot of use for many years to come. A pass here to the left corner of the end zone is in for Tioga, as Palmer finds Nick Plue for his first catch of the game and put six more on the board here for the Blue Devils.
Still throwing the ball all over the field, but to different guys, and we're seeing the different weapons. We saw a whole lot of Joe Baylor in the first half. Now they're showing you that our offense isn't just throw the ball up in the air to the one guy.
So a 40-0 lead now for Moravia over Unitego here. With 8.5 to go third quarter, they're going to go 4-2. Palmer is in the shotgun. We'll have to keep an eye here on Joe Baylor. The 6'4 tight end is split out to the right side. Again, recovering from that ACL surgery a year ago, he looks really good. And they're going to throw over the middle. Pass is complete, hauled in. And a great catch there by Riley Jones. And the two-point conversion is good. So instead of using the big guy, they go into the slot and find one of the smaller players across the middle there at 5'9 for that catch. 8.5 to go in the third. It's 42-0 now for Moravia over Unitego on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Man, welcome back, everybody. We have an explanation on that call. Sky, can you give us a little background on it?
So it's assisting the runner, which is what my gut feeling said, but I really didn't want to guess and be wrong on that. I embarrassed myself enough on the radio. So what it is when a runner is running with the ball and it gets stopped by the line, anyone on offense, as opposed to like in the NFL, for example, where you see them push the pile forward, in high school you are not allowed to do that. So if a runner gets stopped, the offensive lineman cannot come from behind and push them to give the offensive player extra yardage.
So now we know. So I believe that's the first time we've seen that this year. So Moravia 42, Unitego nothing here, 8.5 to go, third quarter on the new turf field here at Unitego High School. We're glad to have you along here for some Friday night football. Pitch to the outside and then a cut back up the middle here, and nowhere to go for the Unitego runner here as Sousa had nowhere to find a gap for the Spartans. Good for about a half a yard here. So Unitego in the all green tonight with the white trim. About a second down and 9 to go. I just think back to, boy, I took the job at CDO 2014, some of those electric teams they had back then with Josh Firebend slinging it all over the place, running. You had Winchester and Marzell and Wilsey and, boy, some really fun times here at this Unitego facility on the grass, and now great to see the new turf out here as well. QB keeper up the middle for the Spartans. Doesn't fool anybody. And the Moravia line is able to snuff that out and bring him down. Little QB keeper there for Quentin Kendrick. So a third down and about 10 to go here for the Spartans with 7.5 to go in the third. So we're going to have to decide where we want to go next week for football. Kind of waiting to see how the Deposit Hancock Tioga game settles out here tonight. Last check we had was 14-6. Tioga on top of DH. That game started at 7. Maybe BG Tioga. That could have some big implications, and then it'll be playoff football time. Believe it or not. Waiting for the snap. Dropping back to pass. Unitego throws down the left side. Pass is incomplete. We got a flag on the play, though, in the secondary as they were looking for Fairburn there. And, you know, this is tough for Unitego because the pocket is just collapsing so fast. They don't have a lot of time to even let that route develop before the quarterback has to let it go here with 6:55 to go here in this third quarter. We got pass interference here on Moravia. So a first down here for the Spartans. They'll get to move the chains. Thanks for listening online tonight as well, WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. Always glad to have our listeners along online. First down here for Unitego. They're going to hand it off, and up the middle they go. And, again, nowhere to go. The Moravia defense stacking the line there with Ethan DeHart. We should say, I mean, the Spartans come in with a record of 6-1 here tonight, Scott. They are having a good season. But we knew that they were going to run into some very strong teams down the stretch here in Moravia and Trumansburg. But they've pulled out some nice wins, some games where they were behind as well and had to come back. Nice win over Green, 18-14 a few weeks ago. And so we'll see what happens down the stretch here for this Spartans team. Again, they had to be on the road a lot, too. This field wasn't done. So this is only their second home game of the year besides the one game at Unadilla Valley. Throw to the outside and incomplete. Again, the pocket breaking down on second down. DeHart got in there quickly from Moravia, and Unitego has to throw it away. 5.5 to go in this third quarter. And so this will be 3rd and 10 coming up. It's a little communication here between the coaches and the officials. I think they're deciding here now if they want to run the clock for the rest of this game, which is something that we see from time to time if the score gets a little lopsided. So Moravia leading 42-0 here. We'll see what they decide to do with the clock with the rest of the third quarter here and into the fourth. Man, so Unitego on this 3rd down and 10.
And, you know, some people have difference of opinions on the running clock. For me, if it makes sense to do it, it actually helps the athletes because less plays, less chances for them to get injured. And if the game is, I hate to say that, out of reach, you know, it really is a safety precaution and a good thing looking forward for all the athletes, whether it be for the football season or looking forward basketball or anything else.
Sousa with a run to the outside here, picks up about six, so fourth down and manageable here, about fourth down and four. I agree with you, Scott. I mean, how many times have we seen a game where somebody gets hurt late, something like that, and, you know, if you can protect these guys, as you know, they're all moving on to play basketball or wrestle or do indoor track or whatever it might be. You want to try to keep them healthy. Enough injuries as it is out on the gridiron in a regular season. So, and, you know, these teams are looking ahead to the playoffs.
Right.
So, you know, you want to try to keep everybody healthy. It's hard enough in eight-man to keep your numbers up.
And, you know, like we just said, you know, if you're Joe Baylor from Moravia, their basketball coach this year is going to be like, you know, we got one really good season without him, but I want to make sure that we got him for this year.
Pass to the outside here on fourth down. Would have been complete, but in and out of the hands of the intended receiver here for Unitego. Great play. Chase Simons just couldn't haul in the pass there from Quinton Kendrick. And it'll be a turnover on downs with 4 minutes to go in the third. And Moravia is going to get it back. We're going to step away here for 30 seconds with our score, Moravia 42 and the Spartans nothing, here live from Unitego tonight on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Moravia on top, 42-0. And here's the snap. And they're going to hand it off to the outside. A left wing run up the middle. Cutting back from the left wing up the middle, I should say, Dylan Palmer. And he's brought down. Got just enough for the first down, though. So Moravia moving the chains out to the 33. So I will keep an eye on that DH and Tioga update as well. I'll see right now if I have anything else coming through. Nothing else at the moment. So I'll check in again there as well. Oftentimes I find that, you know, we reach out, we have our network of helpers, and sometimes in those close games, they get so into the game, they don't look at the phone, and I have to poke and prod them a little bit. Hey, we need these updates. So, you know, run to the outside here for Moravia, good for about 5 yards.
You know, if my phone ever lights up or anything and I see Nate Wall on it, I drop everything. The level of importance that, you know, that name brings on my phone, I'm like, you know what, this has to be answered right now.
Well, I appreciate that, because oftentimes I'm in need of something. I need a favor. I need a score of wherever you are. So,
well, I'll never forget when we started this radio thing. It was like, I have an offer you can't refuse. I was like, oh, boy.
Well, I appreciated that. Here's a pitch to the outside from Moravia on second down and short, but a good tackle by the Unitego defense getting over there, and it's going to be third and short now for Moravia outside on the tackle. I believe it was Fairburn there going over to wrap him up. Well, for the longest time, I did football with Tim Cutting here on CDO, and Tim got a new job and wasn't able to help as much as possible. And, you know, I can do basketball by myself quite often. You know, there's more games, and it just goes a little faster. But you need help with football. And, you know, I was kind of in search of a new color guy, and so I called you up and said, hey, got an offer you can't refuse. So you got to... Craig's going to pay you the big bucks, the big contract.
Well, there was some negotiations in there, of course.
Moravia leading 42-0 here, late third quarter with a 1:15 to go over Unitego Franklin at UVGMU. And Moravia has it down to the 15-yard line here. They're driving once again.
And update for the Oneonta-Shenango Valley game just happened with 2:39 left. Shenango Valley goes down and scores, ties the game 14-14 with 2:39 left in the first half.
Wow, good one up there for the Jackets tonight with some playoff implications.
And for our listeners who don't know, that game can be streamed actually on YouTube.
Yeah, Oneonta does a great job with that. It's another QB keeper run here for Moravia down to the 1 yard line for Eli Landis before he's tackled there, with about 30 seconds to go here in this third quarter. And so Moravia Going to get the huddle here. Clock continuing to run. We'll see if they get this playoff in time to end this third quarter, if we'll be switching ends of the field. Yeah, some great games tonight, but we thought it was very important to be here at Unitego. This might be our only chance to call a game this year at Unitego, which is one of our bread-and-butter hometown schools, especially with the new turf. We felt we needed to be here for this one. Moravia up the middle here, and they're going to get in with 4 seconds left, and they'll punch it in. And a nice job there by Noah Corbett, who has come in as the backup running back here for the Blue Devils.
And this is just a very nice facility down here. I mean, I haven't seen the field since I've been in, and when we parked our car and, you know, walked over, it's just really nicely done, and the track looks great, and, you know, I like the grass fields, but they did a great job here. And I believe the Clark Company over in Delhi did this one, correct?
Yeah, they came over, and, you know, they do a lot of great local work and, of course, work all the way up into professional sports, up into the NFL. So the extra point is good, so that'll do it for the third quarter. Moravia 49 and Unitego nothing. Unitego, Franklin, UVGMU, I should say. So a 49-0 score. Fourth quarter coming up. Eight-man football tonight. Friday Night Lights on CDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove, heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen Tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here in Unitego. We do have some running time now as Moravia leads 49-0. We have an update on Tioga DH, and the Tigers are being the Tigers, Scott.
They are, and, you know, we had a request for karaoke, I think, so we might have to do the Eye of the Tiger here, but not really, of course. But Tioga up 28-14 on Deposit Hancock right now.
Does that surprise you? I am a bit surprised. Tioga, three losses this year. That is not very Tioga-like. They have played a very tough schedule, got beat up, quite frankly, by Moravia by Waverly last week, 50-6. But here they are on top of DH by two touchdowns.
Yeah, and they lost to Forks early on as well.
And then lost to Delhi.
And the Delhi lost. That was one that was back and forth, very close. 41-34, I believe, was the final of the Delhi-Tioga one.
Correct.
And after doing the DH one, I was thinking maybe a little bit closer, but still not quite halftime yet. A lot of game left to go there for Deposit Hancock to get going. But the Tigers, it always seems like when the game matters even more is when they play their best.
You wonder, yeah, okay, they go out, they lose to Forks, they lose to Waverly, two teams that are probably favorites to win the section. And, you know, we'll be in the conversation to win the section. Our score, 49-0 here. I don't want to get away from the Unitego game. Second down and long here for Unitego, Franklin, UVGMU, going right to left. But you know, they're going to be battle-tested. Tioga, they make adjustments better than anybody. So
they do. We talk about how well-coached they are. And sometimes for a team that's had so much success as we had the second down play.
Run up the middle here for Unitica was Sousa. Lowered the shoulder. Did pick up a good chunk of yards here. Third down and about nine to go here for the Spartans.
But sometimes when you have so much success like that, we're talking about losing even a Class D game, how many years it's been for them since that even happened, you know, and just the success. Sometimes it takes a loss, like not like the Forks one or even the Delhi one where it was close, but just a 50-6 loss. Sometimes that's the eye-opener right there where you go, okay, we really got to get things together. You know, we only got a couple weeks left till playoffs. This upcoming game is a big one. It's got some real division implications, seeding for playoffs. Maybe it's time to wake up a little bit.
And, you know, DH, 7-0, they've been rolling. This is, you know, a little bit of adversity for them. How will they react to that? That'll be interesting to see. And, again, a lot of football left to be played at Tioga tonight. Fourth down coming up here for Unitigo after a run up the middle. Fourth and about nine to go. We do have the running clock here. 8.5 to go fourth quarter with Moravia on top 49-0. Make sure you check out NateLull.com later tonight, or I have some of the scores posted already for high school soccer today, girls sectionals, on my Twitter page, so you can check that out. And, again, congratulations to Lizzie Kraft here from Unitigo, breaking the single-season scoring record from Dana Stepp just a few years ago when that team went to the state finals in 2019. Lizzie with, what, 33 goals?
33 today.
For a basketball player, just, you know, playing soccer, pretty impressive for Lizzie. Pass is complete here on fourth down. They went for it. They throw it over the middle, and Fairburn hauls it in for a gain of about 30. One of the biggest plays of the night here for the Spartans. Well done.
It was big fourth down right there for Unitigo. Nice play across the middle. Like to see that because, you know, it shows they're not quitting. You know, we're not going to just stop playing scores, what it is. And, by the way, want to point out to your listeners when you say later tonight, he means like 1 o'clock in the morning. If you wake up in the middle of the night, you're not doing anything, it's getting updated at that time. You don't have to wait till, you know, tomorrow morning when you wake up.
A great catch there by Tristan Fairburn, for sure. Yeah, well, you know, all those late night owls, we got you covered. So I'm a one-man show. You get it done. People always say, why do you stay up so late? You get it done when you can get it done.
When so, your name is the website, there's a little bit more pressure on
it. A little bit of pressure, and it doesn't matter. The scores wait for no one, you know?
Well,
you don't get a break.
I was going to say, and having been around you, I give you so much credit because you get so many messages from people on all the different apps or ways that you can send a message to someone. I don't even want to know what your email even looks like, but, you know, what's the score, what's happening here, and all that stuff. So I give you so much credit for all that you do and all the time and hours you do put into this.
Well, I appreciate that. A run up the middle here for Sousa to about the 45, and Unitigo making something out of nothing on this drive. They started about the one-yard line. They're out the midfield here with 6.5 to go. A lot of heart here by this Spartans team, and it's, and believe it or not, a lot of people say, oh, boy, sectionals must be crazy. Yes, always crazy, but it actually helps me this time of year because with each game, once we get into sectionals, there's just less teams and less games, and it lets me focus a little bit more on who's left and devote my time a little bit more to them. But I constantly feel like I'm behind. It's tough.
Well, hey, you know, you got to get, like, the artificial intelligent version of Nate Wall to get invented somehow, right?
We're working on some things behind the scenes to help me out using some AI, some technology.
Well, Tesla has like a robot thing or something like that.
Yeah.
I think they're coming out with at some point. I saw at their last event or whatever they did.
My problem really is that the attention to detail. I want things to be correct. I hate to go back and I hate to make mistakes. You know, if I'm doing something, I want it to be right for the kids, the families, the coaches, the players, the schools. So I have a hard time giving up the reins sometimes. So 5:20 to go here in the fourth, and it's 49-0. Moravia on top trying to get a win here on the road at Unitigo on the new turf field. Unitigo throws to the outside, passes complete to Simons, and he's tackled at the 50 here on fourth down. So this will be a turnover on down. Moravia gets it back on the big U at midfield.
And they'll come up just a little bit short there on the fourth down attempt.
Nice drive, though, honestly.
Yeah, no, and the last fourth down that they did pick up, great deep pass. I think that was the last long play, the longest play that they have had tonight. So pretty impressive. Halftime now for the Oneonta game, by the way, just went to halftime. 14-14 is the score there at the half.
Okay, great. So that game, playoff implications up there at Lloyd Baker Field. We're also keeping an eye on Tioga and DH. That game's out in Tioga tonight. Sydney and Windsor down the road. I know Sydney was just limping into that game with just enough players to play against a very good Windsor team.
And if anyone does want to stream it, just so you know, not to keep talking about it, Oneonta City School District is the YouTube page.
Yeah, what a great YouTube page they have, and they stream their games. And it's nice, too, because I know a lot of schools stream their games. They use services like Huddle or whatever, but sometimes you got to sign up and all that. But what's nice about that is you can just go to YouTube. It's free, and you can watch the game.
Yep, and you can listen to us at the same time because there's no sound to it.
There you go.
You can do both.
Well, we had a nice chance to do Oneonta and Sydney earlier this year, and, you know, that's part of our goal here on CDO is 3:45 left here at Unitego running clock, and Moravia is ahead 49-0. We try to get everybody in. You know, we've seen BG, we've seen Sydney, Walton, DH, now Unitego, Delhi. We try to get around and see everybody at least once during the football season. Here's the snap, a handoff up the middle, and both teams getting some of those younger players in there here tonight. And a good run up the middle here for Jerrion Francis, but he's brought down. So Moravia is going to come away with a victory here, and this will help secure their spot in the eight-man standings.
Francis is the other end on that defense that was getting a lot of pressure on that Unitego quarterback, and he is a sophomore listed at 6'3", 185.
Yeah, he's that tall, skinny guy on the line, and now they're getting a little chance here at the running back position. Stay tuned. We will have our post-game show after this. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. Now, as we often say, we give a little disclaimer. When we're doing a game with a local team and then someone from out of the area, like Moravia, we will give three awards to Unitego here tonight. Just FYI on that. A flag here on, I believe, on Moravia.
Delay a game?
Yeah, delay a game here on the Blue Devils. So we will have our post-game show coming up with those awards brought to you by NBT Bank, Rabido Gresham Insurance, and Acco Brands of Sydney.
I will be curious to see how this Moravia team does as the season goes on when they get to playoffs with more and more teams in New York State playing eight-man, you know, with the full-on state tournament, how far they will get. They've been very impressive to me tonight.
Yeah, it's been fun. Our Section 4 teams have done well when they've gotten into the state tournament. But up until now, you know, the state kind of goes through a phasing-in process. First, you have a sectional championship. Then you can do a regional round. Then you can do a semifinal. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things where we've had some really good teams maybe go win the regional, but you couldn't go any farther than that. So it's exciting to have a full tournament for eight-man.
I'm so happy I just reminded you to talk about that, even though I was supposed to do that about two quarters ago.
A 1:45 to go here. That's okay. We've had a lot to talk about here tonight, and it's been fun. A bunch of our listeners have been texting in, asking us different questions, so hopefully we're able to answer everything for everybody tonight here. And they're going to go right back up the middle. Good run here by Moravia to the 25. Boy, impressive run here by the backup, Jerrion Francis, brought down at about the 25-yard line as we come up on 1 minute to go here in regulation. So glad we could get this game in here on the turf. We'll be doing many more in years to come, I'm sure. And I know a lot of these Unitego guys at the younger levels have already been out here, the Pee-wee and the modified teams and JV, and they got some good young players coming up. Future's bright.
This was always one of my favorite places to drive by on the highway, actually, this time of the year, because you can see the field so easily from the road with the lights and everything. It always just looks so good over here.
Looks good from 7, but, you know, also, if you're up on 88,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, the lights are on. Boy, it's just, you look down there and you're going, I always think, like, what's going on down there tonight?
Exactly. You
know?
You always just kind of, what was happening down there? Because a lot of times it's so late to where you go by and there's nothing on the field.
Yeah. Yep. Well, not much will be going on here in about 20 seconds because we're counting it down here to end the fourth quarter. Moravia looking like they're going to get one last play in here. They're driving again down at the Unitego 15. Senior night here. And, yeah, Moravia is just going to say, okay, we're good. A 49-0 victory here tonight for the Moravia Blue Devils over Unitego, Franklin at UVGMU. We're going to come back with our three awards. 49-0, Spartans fall here at home on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here. 49-0 Moravia football defeating Unitigo Franklin UVGMU, the combined squad here on the turf at Unitigo High School. So time now to get into our three awards here. We do a award for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. And just as you know, we already said it once, but when we do a game with our local team and then a team from out of the area, we will give three awards here to Unitigo tonight. So first we'll get into the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. Going to go with Zach Sousa tonight. He was kind of the workhorse, the running back here tonight, and we'll give him the Outstanding Offense Award. A couple of nice runs. Unitigo wasn't able to punch it in, but he certainly had the ball in his hands a lot tonight.
Workhorse, like you said, we'll keep it simple. That's what he was.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school football teams on CDO. We wanted to reward Caleb Wilsenstein. He had a great sack to start the second half, kind of a big sack there, and he played well in the first half as well, so we'll give him the Dynamic Defense Award. Those guys never quit out there.
No, they didn't. That's what I liked when they came out the second half.
Next up and lastly is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports here on CDO. We wanted to go with Tristan Fairburn tonight, a couple of big catches, just a freshman. A lot of talent out there for him. He's going to be a name we'll be seeing a lot for the next 3 years.
Just a freshman. He's got a long way to go, and I was impressed by what I saw tonight.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. A big thank you to Craig Stevens and also, of course, our producer. He's always back at the switchboard there at CDO in Sydney, Jim Tomeo. So Jim and Craig, thanks for all their help. And Sky, thanks for joining me. We'll let everybody know where we're going to be next week.
Yeah, looking forward to wherever that may be.
Check in later. We'll have a final score and updates on that Deposit Hancock Tioga game. Last check we had, Tioga was up 28-14 on Tioga in a big Section 4 Class D division game at Tioga tonight. So, again, 49-0 here. Moravia defeats Unitigo Franklin at UVGMU. For Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Lowell. Have a great night and have a great weekend from WCDO Sports.
Your local sports leader, WCDO AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla, and in Norwich at 92.3 FM.